Welcome back, everybody, to the 2KJ podcast. What's good, Debo?
Oh, we just blessed to see another day. We out here potting. Yo, let's hear it for them Philly fans, them Sixers fans, whatever Philly fan you are, you always part of the Sixers Nation. Regardless, we just popped off a 105-104 victory against the Miami Heat like less than an hour ago.
That's crazy, man. That's incredible. I was so happy.
Hell yeah. And now we are the seventh seed in the playoffs.
Look at Joel, man.
Joel dropping 23 with 5 assists and a whole 15 piece for rebounds.
Man, he was cooking, bro. I was just happy to see him playing, man.
Heck yeah.
Way tough.
And now,
we'll write about him.
Man, everybody wants to hold him down because he gets hurt. But, like, he literally just got back from injury and he's dropping 30 pieces and 20 pieces.
Such a bucket.
He's the GOAT.
He's such a freaking bucket, bro. Best player in the league when he's healthy.
All of it, hands down.
Easily.
And then he got Maxey dropping like 19 for him. He got Kelly dropping 11 for him. You got Tobias needs to go. I'm sorry. But we should have never kept him over Jimmy Butler.
See, I got a friend who agrees with you.
100%.
Profoundly agrees with you, man.
Like, I would have kept Jimmy all day.
Who wouldn't have? Like, that would have been. Think about the team. They were already good enough for the conference finals. Like, they were right there.
Exactly. But then, you know, Kawhi Leonard had to go and just shoot that corner three.
That's a tough shot, man. That's just a tough shot. Oh, man. Just got to throw your hands up. Like, hey. But for real, man, good stuff for Joel. That's really good stuff for Joel. That's phenomenal.
Okay, so now we're going to go, and we're going to beat the Knicks like we do every year in the playoffs.
Is that right? Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction. I'm standing on it. I think it's going to be 6 games, 4-2, Philadelphia.
Wow. Stand on it then, man.
I'm standing on it.
Hey, Kyle Lowry being in a Philly jersey is cold, bro. That's what's up.
No, we shouldn't have traded Pat Beverly.
I don't know, man. The Pat podcast got to keep moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm saying no, he shouldn't have. No. I would have kept him in Philly all day. He's okay when he was in, like, you know, on the Raptors and everything. Well, he hasn't done nothing since.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a lot to ask from him, so. But hey, man, let's switch gears real quick. How would you feel if you played your behind off? You cooked. You played an incredible game. And they tell you, congratulations. Now you have to play Denver in a 7-game series.
I feel like I'm LeBron James. he's just celebrating in the locker room. He's, oh my, drenching himself in water. We made playoffs. Oh, wait, we're playing the Nuggets.
Dang.
We're going home. Cam Coon on three.
Maldives are nice this time of year, man.
Well, if the Lakers do, that might be the biggest upset in all sports.
I mean, why can't they do it, though?
Well, I mean, they do have LeBron James.
And Anthony Davis.
And Anthony, MVP. And, I mean, Defensive Player of the Year.
And, you know, I hear that Austin Reeve calls himself him. So, they got him.
Well, him is on the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler's him. I'm sorry.
Oh, thought you were talking about the T-Wolves. That guy on the T-Wolves. He kind of seems like him a little bit more, don't you think?
I don't know, man. I think it's Jimmy. Talk about, he put a team on his back.
But they didn't win.
Yeah, I know, but still, he still put the team on his back. So you're telling me because Iverson didn't win, he wasn't him?
I mean, it's just tough, man.
He was him. He was him.
It's tough. I'm sorry, but he was. When there's another him over there, like the other him is Kobe. That's like, that's a tough him to beat. Like, and then there's,
man, he won a game
next to him. There's another him, and it's like, yo, there's a him on every side now. Like, everybody got a him. So,
yeah, you know, it's tough.
It is tough. Jeez,
it's tough, man.
Very tough. And I really can't wait to see the him versus him in the finals, because that's the one I really want to see.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All righty. That's
what's going to be, are we calling it a wrap?
Yeah, I think that's all I got. What else you got, bro?
I mean, that's it. Other than, how about them Spurs? You know, didn't even make the playoffs. You know, it's starting to sink in a little bit for Spurs fans.
Hey, yo, only thing I looked at was Wimby's stats at the end of the year, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Averaging over 3.5 blocks per game. So I looked at how many blocks per game Philly averaged.
Hey, man, enough to send us to the freaking playoffs.
Yeah, but you're competing with a rookie, man.
I don't care. We got enough.
Alone,
literally, what saved the game was a block.
Interesting. You mean like the guy who got the most blocks in the entire league?
Oh, that's kind of easy when you're like 7'6".
Hey, I don't need excuses. I'm just giving you numbers, man.
It don't matter.
Whoa. Anyway, like I was saying, facts are the facts, man. And Wimby is him. So I just can't wait. He is. And Pop did the right thing. I know he's catching a lot of flack right now. People are really saying that he should be like held responsible because Wimby didn't play those last few games. It's like, bro, why would Wimby play those games? Come on. That doesn't make any sense.
Derrick Rose question mark?
Huh?
I said Derrick Rose question mark?
Exactly. Like, why would you risk it? It makes no sense to risk. So I think it makes sense to make sure that you look out for his future. Always prioritize that.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that the Knicks will definitely beat Philadelphia. And unfortunately, it's going to look really bad for Joel Embiid. So
no.
I think it's going to go 7 games and it's going to be heartbreaking. But it's New York, baby. Hey, yo. Hey, yo, on everything. Wait, what's some New York slang? What's some New York yang? We ain't jacking that, yo. Anyway.
Yeah.
For real, though, I think, I really do think Philly could beat them pretty easily. It just comes down to Brunson and what he can produce. So we'll have to see. It'll be fun.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be fun. So
fantastic. So anything else, sir?
I think that's it, boss man.
You got it, brother. Alrighty, y'all. We appreciate y'all for listening. It's been another one. You guys already know these playoffs are about to be incredible. So we're looking forward to it. Hope you guys have a great time and a great night or day whenever you listen to this. It's the 2KJ podcast
with your boy Debo. Take it easy, y'all.